This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Back on Afternoon Drive, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin, live here from Razzles. I mean, it really is just, I'm going to continue to just brag about how good we have it today. One, we housed, I don't want to do the exact math, but we housed a lot of wings, let's just say it that way.
Were you impressed with the amount of wings that I ate?
Yes. Yeah, you and me crushed it. I think Mac was worried, as tends to happen at the station, that we were going to call him out for it. I'm actually a little disappointed that he didn't crush more wings, because this is a once in a life. And when you get it in free food and radio anymore, it's like is a unicorn. It's a Travis Hunter of experiences.
Yeah.
So when you get it and it's delicious, you take every wing you possibly can.
So I almost wondered if it was just him being courteous in many ways. Like he like knew that we were both really going to town on it, and so he kind of held back. But now that you phrased it that way, I don't know, Mac. We might be having a wrong read here.
Part of me that wonders if maybe he was trying to be chivalrous with plenty of very nice female bartenders around.
Well, that is true. As we discussed earlier, you just can't eat wings and look proper in
That's
any
true.
Sort of way.
And I gave up on that many years ago.
Yeah,
but
me too.
I have not given up on the Cavs championship hopes. Our next guest had a great write-up. I'm just going to read you the headline here. Darius Garland and the Cavs are coming up clutch to talk about the Cavaliers, talk about the NBA playoffs, and so much more. We head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And welcome on Miran Fader of The Ringer. Miran, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, first off, we love your write-up, and a lot of that is we really like when people write nice things about our favorite teams.
I get that.
So when it comes to, I guess, when it comes to the Darius part of the Cavs, you know, so much of the attention obviously goes to Donovan. The next guy down the totem pole is Evan Mobley. Where do you kind of factor in Darius, his clutchness, if that's a word, and kind of his importance to the Cavaliers?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the reasons why I wanted to do this article is because I felt like he isn't always talked about or given enough credit. But if you look at the rebuild, if you look at the way the records, you know, have changed over the years, his leadership, his maturation is so much a part of that. I think he shines because there's so many amazing people around him, like the talented stars that you named. But he's been the consistent one, and I think we can't not talk about the Cavs' growth without talking about his growth.
Yeah, it's a great point because, like, if you just look at the core four, I mean, Darius was there. He was there back when it was Colin Sexton and Darius Garland, and we were trying to make that a thing. He was there before anyone, and we've watched him grow. We've watched him get better. We've also watched him take some setbacks, too, like last year where he battled through some injuries, didn't look as good. When you look at him in the postseason through two games, it seems like he's kind of wiped away some of the postseason concerns that we had from last year, and really he's done that all season long, Miran.
Absolutely. And the shooting is better, you know, from the way that the regular season ended. And I just feel like he is at his best. He is a competitive person. He's ready. He's older. He's wiser. And, you know, when you go through injuries like he did, from the jaw to the eye to even, you know, what he went through in college, there's just a different appreciation you have for the game. And I think that he's showing how well he and Donovan can work together, which a lot of people didn't think they could. So, you know, while I think he's so clutch, and, you know, my story, of course, starts with his amazing shot against Detroit earlier this year, what he does so well is make everyone else around him shine.
Mirren, when it comes to the series we're currently in here, last night we got a little close there towards the end. But, you know, through two games, the Cavs really, when they've wanted to and played their game, have done just about anything they want. Do you expect this series to go beyond four games?
I don't think so. I mean, they're definitely going to take control of this and keep moving and end it as it's supposed to. I mean, I look at somebody like Ty Jerome, and I'm just in awe. Him alone, right? Like, I think they just have so many tools. It's got to be in four. And look at the way Mobley responded. I mean, when he's full force, when he's shooting the way he's shooting, when he, you know, looks back at the film and sees his mistakes and corrects, I mean, I don't think there's any team better right now.
Yeah, we've kind of debated here on the show just a little bit whether or not, because you're a national perspective. We're local, so we see things just a little bit differently, obviously, than you do. But when it comes to this Cavs team, would a championship be perceived as a Cavs championship, or to be perceived as a Donovan Mitchell title, and then everyone else is obviously there and important, but it'd be Donovan's title?
I mean, I'm somebody that, maybe it's because of my bias with this article, in that the theme was that everybody contributes, everybody eats, as Darius' brother Desmond said in the piece. I think it would and should, if it happens, be considered a team title, right? Like I mentioned Jerome, but there's so many pieces, and you look at, there's really not a big difference from last year. It's just health, new coach. So that really tells you something about the caliber of player and how so many people can be counted on to step up. So I think more national media should, you know, take the Cavs seriously and think of it as a collective thing rather than just, okay, Donovan bailed them out, you know, as he did at the last couple minutes last night.
Mirren Fader on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. And she's got a great write-up on the Ringer about this Cavs team and where they're going. What's the difference for this Cavs team of maybe getting over the hump and beating Boston a year earlier than maybe hoped, and maybe this going the way I think most of the NBA expects, which is that Boston will beat Cleveland in the Eastern Conference Finals?
I mean, it's very much possible for them to upset Boston. I think, like, the difference clearly between the year ago is health, right? Like, if you don't have health, you don't have anything. But I think the offense that Kenny Atkinson has them doing, it's just the comfortability that they have with each other, and that is their biggest weapon. Like, look at the way that they're scoring, the amount of threes. I think that will be huge against, you know, a team like Boston, who themselves obviously can do the same thing. I think they're more than capable, especially because they're very cognizant of the way that people are doubting their chances. Darius was saying in my piece how it's something that motivates all of them.
Were you surprised that, obviously you talked to a few people in the piece, but Darius was the big voice there. And I feel like I've kind of made the connection that Darius is way more vocal this year than he had been in years prior. Do you feel like that it's like him recognizing he has to take on that himself, or it's just a good voice for the team? Why do you feel like that is, where he's just been way more open and really front and center when it comes to speaking to the media on behalf of the team?
Yeah, he mentioned that as being a big part of his evolution. And because I think when he got in the league, there was this sense of like not wanting to step on toes. And, you know, you're kind of learning as you go. You're sort of waiting to see what happens. It's the point guard, floor general, anybody playing that position, it's the hardest. And speaking up is something that I think it's very rare for younger players to do. And I think this year, knowing that he and Donovan can both be amazing together, and that there isn't just one voice in this locker room, there can be many leaders, Darius talked about how important it is for everyone to hold each other accountable vocally. And so I think that he just recognizes that, like, part of growing, part of maturation, part of becoming a second-time All-Star is opening your mouth, right? It's not enough to just get the gouty stat line and be impressive and get the ball to your teammates. You also have to lead them vocally. And I think that's something that, you know, I know Coach Atkinson, like, really respects that he does.
Mirren, I know it's very rare we ever get one-on-one in the NBA Finals, but this would be a really interesting year if it happens, because you're talking about two small market teams in the Cavs, in the Thunder. We've had different analysts say, you know, this Cavs matchup is what the NBA needs, or this Thunder matchup in the Finals is what the NBA needs. How do you think the NBA would feel about a all small market OKC versus Cleveland? And
if you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
NBA Finals.
I mean, I can just hear the think pieces right now about saying, oh, this is bad, and we need Boston back, and what's going on with the Lakers? I actually think it would be wonderful, because when I think of OKC and I think of the Cavs, you know, they're both similar in the fact that their front offices understand a bit of patience, right? They understand that playing with a young core and having them develop and go through struggles and get comfortable with each other actually pays off. That's why the Cavs are so good this year, not just because they have a new coach, new offense and health, but because they've been together for a really long time. I feel similarly with OKC, like the growth that can happen when you invest in players and have those kind of smart moves it just can't be overstated in this league where people want things to happen so quickly and development. And I mean, look at Jalen Williams. Like, I profiled him earlier this year, and like, I'm amazed at the growth he alone has had. So if that's the finals matchup, I think you're going to just see really, really fundamentally sound basketball and also like great defense. I mean, I'm super excited if that happens.
You've written a book on Giannis. You've written a book now on Hakeem. You obviously, there's a part of you that gravitates towards the big men, the larger than life size of the NBA. When you see our big man, Evan Mobley, what do you see in the talent there?
Oh my God. So I profiled Evan when he was right before the draft. Evan is so good, and it's crazy that he's only really at the beginning of his superpowers. Like, he doesn't even, I mean, I think he knows, but he hasn't even actualized how good he can be. Look at the adjustment just from first game to this game. He's so smart, and that was one of the things that I really saw when I profiled him, is like, there's a constant curiosity in thinking about him. When he was a kid, he used to just try to figure out how things work. Like, he would watch the Discovery Channel all the time. He would try to figure out how to fix a tire, all these things. Like, he yes, physically has all the tools, defensively, and now he's worked on his three-point shot. I mean, he's incredible. But it's the mental that separates him. And I think the mental and this capacity for growth and a growth-first mindset is what's going to just really make him one of the best young players in the league, I think, for sure.
All right, Mirren, I'm going to ask you a very hacky sports talk radio topic.
The hackier the better, as I always say.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's heard the other hacky questions I've asked her, but let's go. Flats or drumsticks when it comes to wings?
Flats.
All right. Felt like a very much a flip of the coin there.
You know, I was thinking you were going to ask me something about the Lakers, and I got drumsticks in the last, so I'm just rolling with it, y'all.
You're just bracing yourself for the 37th Luka question of the evening, yeah.
The NBA, did the NBA get Luka to L.A. there?
No, but I think all of us here are just like, what is this Christmas gift we've been given in the spring? It's hot outside. I'm confused. This entire thing is crazy. I still don't get it. I've read every report. It's just, you can't, it's like a soap opera. I can't stop watching.
I was so glad for the Lakers fans because they just have they really have not seen
down
enough superstars.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this is like their first superstar they've had in that franchise in 50 years.
I was never get a break on that regard.
Yeah, Mirren. Thoughts and prayers. Mirren, great stuff. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Take care, y'all.